insightful investigative pieces. It would be great. The problem is we've got a press that is very much interested in preserving the reputation of the current president of the United States, so they're not going to be as inclined as they would if this was, say, Donald Trump. And that's just an unfortunate fact. Now, that being said, at some point down the line, yeah, people are going to be digging into this. People are going to, you know, that partisan divide in the press, I think, is going to dissolve at some point. And we might get some really insightful pieces. Unfortunately, it might be far enough in the future that there's not really anything actionable to take from it.
What do you want to hear from the president?
What do I want to hear is probably stuff that he's absolutely not going to do. I mean, first and foremost, there should be a straight up complete and total apology to every single person who knows, cares for, loves, or is related to any of the Americans who were left in Afghanistan. It is absolutely unconscionable that we are leaving with still a couple hundred people stuck there. We're not supposed to do that. He should also be, you know, apologizing from the depths of his heart that everything has gone the way it's gone, because even if you believe that pulling out right now is the absolutely moral thing to do, there are still good ways to do it and bad ways to do it. And what we did and the way that we did it has lost a lot of lives and it has destroyed a lot of people's futures. And that is something that, you know, any politician of any stripe should feel very terrible about. Of course, offering those apologies would be him admitting that things have not gone terribly well, and I just don't see that happening.
I was just looking at the numbers. Over the course of 20 years, we have lost 2,400 dead, 20,000 wounded, and I always go back to the original question of why. We're going to talk about that coming up. The whole notion of why we went into Afghanistan. And what did we get for all of this loss of life, blood, and treasure? What did we get for that? And it all ended today. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams. And, of course, we do have a crash on the left shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound. That is at Spring Mountain. Also, some slow flows there, 15 southbound at Sahara. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through there. Those lane restrictions causing some backups there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street. And traffic merging from 15 North over to 515 East is getting caught up in that as well. You'll be delayed because of that construction. Bumper to bumper, 515 westbound at Eastern. And heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders wrap up the preseason on Sunday, falling to the 49ers in Santa Clara 34-10, so a return to the Bay Area for the Raiders does not go especially well. Nathan Peterman got the start at quarterback, 18 of 29, 175 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Trey Regis running the ball, 9 carries, 39 yards. Dylan Stoner was the top receiver, 3 receptions for 69 yards. The Raiders really did not play many of their starters, and now they go into regular season mode. They are going to begin their season exactly 2 weeks from today when they are going to open up at home against Baltimore on Monday Night Football. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Nut Bar today.
This message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so we spent billions of dollars. We lost 2,400 American lives. 13 just this week. 20,000 wounded, and to what end? Michael Shouse joining us, communications director for NPRI. What would you tell veterans of the Afghanistan conflict? I never know what to say. Of, you know, was it justified? Was it, you know, did we do the right thing? What do you tell veterans of the Afghanistan war?
Well, you know, I think the first thing is, you got to make it clear that thinking it was, you know, it was valiant for people to go there, that maybe even you believed in the cause, right from the get-go. I mean, I know that there were, everybody likes to pretend that they were always anti-war, but I remember quite clearly that most prominent columnists and pundits seemed to think that this was the right war. And you know, even Barack Obama said that this was the right war to fight, what have you. So I think reminding them that a lot of the country was behind them for most of the time, and just because it's ending in a way that is absolutely devastating and shameful, that doesn't mean that everything they did was done in vain. It doesn't mean that the friends that they lost and the wounds, you know, both mental and physical, that they suffered were done for absolutely no reason. And I think it's really important to remind them that the country has been behind them from day one, and that gives them a little bit more of a sense, because again, what we're seeing is a political failure, and the consequences of political failure unrealized. We're not seeing a failure of the men and women who strapped up and went to a foreign corner of the world and risked their life, and it's really important to make sure that they understand that.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, communications director, NPRI. I want to shift you in another direction. We just gave away the $1 million last Thursday, the Vax Nevada days. And what? They gave away $5 million. My question is, first of all, is it the role of government to be divvying up money and bribing voters to get the vaccination? I mean, is that the legitimate role of government?
No, I'm going to irritate everybody on this one. No, absolutely it's not. And I actually wrote a piece about this in the Nevada Indian. I said it was probably the least dumb idea that government could come up with. And what I meant by that was, it's a horrible, stupid, ridiculous idea. And it definitely had a feeling that it was rigged. Also, I don't think it had any impact on whether or not people actually went out and got vaccinated. So in that sense, it was an absolute waste of $5 million. On the other hand, and this is something that we can't quite lose sight of, I was much happier that they were spending money to incentivize people to get the vaccine than rushing to, say, vaccine mandates or passports or what have you. So in the on the scale of horribleness, it wasn't as horrible as it could have been, but clearly it was ineffectual and it was a waste of money.
I want to ask you about what's going on in our state. We noticed the positivity rates are starting to come down, and that's a good thing. Are we making serious inroads into this Delta variant?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had it from the very beginning. You know, this is the one of the things that's so frustrating right now about this stage of the pandemic is everybody is focused on how many cases there are. And, you know, you have to understand this is a coronavirus. This isn't polio. This isn't smallpox. This isn't some of the pandemics that we faced in the past. This is a coronavirus. The same the coronavirus that causes your common cold today is the same one that caused a massive plague in Russia in the late 1800s. Far more deadly than what even the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, is today. So it's important to understand that some form of this coronavirus is going to always be with us. And we cannot panic every time that there's a spike in cases. The question is it overwhelming hospitals and is it killing a lot of folks? And if you look at the vaccinated folks, the answer is clearly no. They seem very well protected from it. If you talk about kids, even unvaccinated kids, the answer is no, they seem very well protected just by their age and health. It's really only dangerous to a very small subset of people, and we should recognize that and act accordingly. It's really frustrating when we see cases in the aggregate go up and everybody panics and turns to government to start implementing more mandates, despite the fact that they seem to have had no correlation to whether or not those rates go up or down.
Michael, in our final couple of minutes, talk a little bit about what's going on at NPRI. You've always, you know, you throw great parties, 30th anniversary parties, celebrations. You do a lot of really good stuff, but you put out a lot of great stuff, including report cards for the legislature. Tell me what's up at NPRI.
Yeah, actually, this Wednesday, we are on the 1st, we're going to be releasing our latest legislative report card. We kind of did a pre-release at our dinner. If you were lucky enough to attend the dinner, it was a fantastic night with Molly Hemingway. We're going to have another dinner coming up here in the next couple of months up north. But we released it to the folks that showed up that night as kind of a pre-release, and everybody was very excited about it. This first, September 1st, we're going to have that online at npri.org, or you can just go to nevadapolicy.org/report card. And it's great. It breaks down what happened during the entire legislative session. Daniel Honcharoo, of course, our legislative affairs guy, was up there, and he kind of tells the behind-the-scenes story of how the mining tax happened and some of the strange coalitions that showed up. So it's a great read in addition to giving you a clear ranking of how your lawmakers actually acted or failed to act to protect your individual liberty. So it's a great piece. Again, nevadapolicy.org. You'll see it up there on Wednesday.
Sounds good, man. Hey, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. Always good to have you on, and we'll do it again soon.
Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, man. Michael Shouse, Communications Director, NPRI, and this special NPRI report brought to you by our good friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a recent Gallup poll, people in their 20s think they'll retire early. By the time they're in their 50s, it's a whole different view. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. So, Coach, it seems we all have that reality check when we reach that financial red zone, don't we?
Well, Steve, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to retire early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you get to retirement, you don't have enough money, or the money's not allocated correctly, or we have a market crash the day before you're going to retire. Keep in mind, I've always said at my radio show, we're talking about people that are up in the stock market and bragging to all their friends. I say you're not up until you're out. Same thing go for the Bitcoin and all the other stuff people are talking about these days, and now Bitcoin's going to the moon. But of course, if you haven't liquidated any of it, you haven't made any money. It's fun to look at the paper that says you have. It's more fun to look at the green paper that says you really have.
Right.
So liquidating. So making sure you do the right thing at the right time is very important and can get you to retire earlier if you do the right thing ahead of time. Now, one of the main things we do to help accentuate this and accelerate the retirement planning process is to make sure you have a retirement income plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. There's the sound we use on our radio show. That means every single month for the rest of your life when you decide to retire, a check arrives to your mailbox. You pass away, your spouse continues to get that check. You both pass away, whatever's left goes on to your family. There's no games or gimmicks in the new income planning world, and this will take the worry out of living in retirement, giving you upside potential, income flexibility, and guaranteed income for life. Steve, this will put you ahead of the curve in retirement planning. The next 10 people will do it for you at no cost or obligation. This is a $1,000 value. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement to call right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Your reaction to the end of America's longest war, 20 years, 2,400 dead, 20,000 wounded. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're leading off. You're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Hey, one thing, before everybody jumps out there and wants to get that booster shot, I got some information that should be revealed what's happening over in Japan. This weekend, they had over 2 million doses of their shot. It's not a vaccine, so we'll just say it's a shot. And they took them right off the shelves due to metallic and magnetic concentrations being found right in the vials. Okay, they took them right off. So what they're doing now is they approved ivermectin for almost all their of all their citizens of Japan. And I think that's what we need to be doing here, because up to this point right now, there has been nothing done by this government, and it's been deliberate. They should be held accountable for all the deaths they caused by not prescribing ivermectin and hydrochloroquine in the beginning. Fauci needs to be held responsible for crimes against humanity and crimes under the Nuremberg Code. He has violated everything on the Nuremberg Code, and he needs to be held accountable.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. A little bit off topic, and that's okay. But I will say this. Instead of thinking about this as a booster shot, we ought to be thinking about this as a third dose. Because I think we're doing a disservice when we refer to this as a booster shot. And by the way, I'm guilty. I've done it. I have. Sorry, but I have. And really what we ought to be doing is thinking of this as a third dose. So you have the Pfizer two-shot. No, it's now a three-shot, or at least as of September 20th. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. One thing I want to do, and we'll do a bunch of this in our next hour as well, I want your reaction to what has been really a horrible, horrible experience in a part of the world where half the people can't read or write. And, you know, we did a lot of good there in Afghanistan. But the fact is, there's a lot more to do, and we're not going to be able to do it because we don't go there now. We pulled our troops out, and we have left Afghanistan to the Taliban and to ISIS-K. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I especially want to talk to those of you who are veterans of the Afghanistan conflict, America's longest war. And I want to find out from you what... if I had served there, I would be very let down today. And again, I did not serve there. Sorry. But to those who served there over the course of 20 years, don't you feel a little cheated? Don't you feel like maybe all of this, the loss of life, the loss of limbs, the loss of blood and treasure, don't you feel like maybe it wasn't worth it? We'll see what you think. But simply put, what we did there was a noble effort, but in the end, Afghanistan is right back where it started 20 years ago, in the hands of the Taliban, in the hands of ISIS-K. And simply put, we left them in the same boat that, you know, more of their people are educated now, an entire generation is educated, can read and write and things like that. But it's after all of that, and again, 2,400 dead, 20,000 wounded, and billions of dollars spent, hundreds of billions probably. Afghanistan is still a third world country. I mean, they really honestly are. I want to go to Lindsey Graham. This was Lindsey Graham. What should we do after pulling out? He was on Face the Nation yesterday. This is cut number 6. Lindsey Graham yesterday on CBS.
First thing we need to do is not recognize the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan. This is a coup d'etat. Boris Johnson said, don't recognize the Taliban. You don't want to recognize a terrorist group who takes land by force. So we have the vice president under the constitution of Afghanistan in Panjshir province. He has a resistance force. We can provide humanitarian aid. We can provide military assistance. I'm not suggesting we have troops on the ground, but that can be an evacuation site for the future. The last thing you want to do is legitimize this terrorist takeover of Afghanistan. We're going to have hostages left behind, American citizens. I would counsel the Biden administration, do not legitimize the Taliban, do not recognize them, because if you do, you're going to put Americans at risk all over the world, because other terrorist organizations will see, aha, the best way to get America's attention and legitimacy is to kidnap some Americans or people who fought with America. We're in a very dangerous situation in Afghanistan, and I worry about the consequences of how we deal with Afghanistan can affect our footprint all over the world.
Sure. In your view, what kind of consequences should the president face for the decisions he made on Afghanistan?
Well, did he get good advice and turn it down? Did he get bad advice and take it? What the hell happened? Whose decision was it to pull all the troops out? Was it good advice ignored? I just don't know. I think he should be facing a lot of consequences here, because the one thing he wanted to do, and he's a decent man. It's not about him being a decent man. Is he wanted to end the war in Afghanistan and make sure we didn't have to deal with it in the future. He's done the exact opposite. General Biden's fingerprints are all over this. He's created the conditions for ISIS to flourish in Afghanistan. They've doubled the number of troops available because of the jailbreak. A terrorist organization called the Taliban is now in charge of the country. The likelihood of an attack on our homeland is through the roof. It was medium a month ago. It's got to be high as hell right now.
Right.
And you cannot break ISIS will through drone attacks. You've got to have people on the ground hitting these people day in and day out. You can't do it over the horizon. He deserves a lot of accountability for this, and I'm sure it will be coming.
Senator, one word I don't hear you using is one you were using before the attack on Thursday, and that is you called for his impeachment over Afghanistan. Do you still feel he should be impeached over this?
Yeah, I think it's dereliction of duty to leave hundreds of Americans behind enemy lines, turn them into hostages, to abandon thousands of Afghans who fought honorably along our side, to create conditions for another 9/11 that are now through the roof. Yeah, I think he's been derelict in his duties as commander-in-chief. I don't think he got bad advice and took it. I think he ignored sound advice. And this is Joe Biden being Joe Biden. He's been this way for 40 years, but now he's the commander-in-chief. He's not a senator. He's not the vice president. These are commander-in-chief decisions. I think the best you could describe them as dereliction of duty at the highest level.
Lindsey Graham yesterday faced the nation on CBS. Stay with us. More to come. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. We'll talk with him about Guns N' Roses, a Raider Monday Night Football game to open the season, and a whole lot more. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Getting the right prescription drugs at an affordable price can be tough for everyone, especially seniors. You trust your doctor to help you make the best decisions for your healthcare and medications. But now, DC liberals are pushing a plan to empower the government to limit which drugs you have access to. This plan could literally give the government a bigger say in your healthcare than you and your doctor, and allow Washington bureaucrats to override decisions about your medications made by you and your doctor. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto just voted for a budget that could make the D.C. Liberals' big government plan a reality. Call Senator Catherine Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose any changes or new taxes that would limit access to prescription drugs in Medicare Part D. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government.
When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.